The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of ladies in the studio today. We have Jean Summers. She's with the Bad Axe Area District Library, and Yvonne Prill from the Huron ISD. We're going to be talking about a program they've got coming up next week. It's Money Smart Week next week, and they have a program coming up at the library, or at the ISD. The library is helping out, and it's for people of different age groups to kind of bring you up to speed on what you need to know about, money.
That's right, absolutely.
And I guess, first of all, how did this come about? Did we find there's a gap in people's literacy as far as cold hard cash?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of research and surveys done, and it's been come to known that people just don't know everything they need to know about personal finances. We're not taught, as many of us were not taught and do not teach our children, the importance of fiscal responsibility or what we need to do to prepare ourselves as we get out in the real world. And I think there's a big gap there. So that's what we're here to try to shrink, is the gap of not knowing.
And also how not to fall into a trap or something where you could either lose your money or you're not getting as much as you could with investing it in other things because we're unaware.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you've got the program. When is it coming up?
Our actual event is Wednesday, April 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And it's in conjunction with the Money Smart Week, which is a national initiative from April 22nd to April 29th.
And how did this all come about with Money Week? This isn't some sort of CNN thing or something.
Nope. Money Smart Week was created by a group of organizations in the Chicago area in an effort to promote personal financial literacy back, if you believe it or not, in 2002. So I think individuals recognized that there was a need for financial literacy, gosh, back many years ago. So
Even before the big crash,
correct. So these organizations got together along with the Federal Reserve of Chicago and named a week in April Money Smart Week. It was going to be...
And it's just the week after taxes. Isn't
yeah,
amazing,
it's kind of amazing, yep. I think what they wanted to do is dedicate, you know, a week, or basically I think it's 6 days that is just focused on financial literacy education so that individuals could better manage their personal finances. If you have better finances, you know,
even
it trickles down.
Even in Money Smart Week, they do banker's hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, now I understand that your program is going to be geared to certain age groups because people need to start young, and then they need to learn more, and then as adults, they need to know the importance of what they're doing and how it can affect them.
Absolutely. Our event is actually geared toward anybody, young children.
Piggy banks to Social Security.
That's right. Absolutely. As individuals within Huron County, we started participating in the Money Smart Week activities a year ago, and we focused on putting together an event for young children to help them learn the importance of money. And after that event, it was well received, and we decided that we wanted to open up the opportunity for individuals to learn on a wide range. So we wanted to do something that everybody could participate in. So anybody from young children, teens, young adults, up to senior citizens.
And we have separate programs for those different age groups. So the children will be in their own children's area. The teens will be with other teens, learning what teens need to learn. And the adults will have their own sessions.
So this is going to then be scattered all around the administration building of the ISD, because you have several conference rooms and you have several classrooms and such that you can do these little seminars in.
Yep, we actually do. The way we have it set up is we're going to have three individual sessions, and the topics that we're going to cover will be covered in all sessions, so that if you want to hear about one topic first, you can go listen to that, and then go learn about another topic a half hour later.
So they don't need to follow each other. One doesn't necessarily, you know, you need the background in order to understand the second part that you're going to get to.
Absolutely.
It's all information that is useful.
Right. And we do have specific presentations for age groups. Jean is going to be working with our younger kiddos, and she's got several activities. Do you want to talk about that?
There will be some stories about money. There will be an opportunity for them to actually see and touch some bills, big bills. They always like to do that.
They have sticky fingers. They're
that's
kids.
Right.
They're usually full of candy and sticky fingers. You
know, well, the bank will deal with that, not us. Yeah, they'll stick with them, maybe. I don't know. We also have some nice items that the kids will be able to purchase and take home with them with some play money that we're going to give them. But they will have to budget and figure out what they want most from the money that they have, what they can buy. So we have some helpers, some older kids, to be able to help them to work that out so they get an idea about setting some priorities and making some choices with their money that they want. We will also have a chance for them to kind of learn a little bit about counterfeit money. And what is a bank? We have a banker coming in to talk to them about a bank so that they can, even at that early age, start to learn that there are procedures that they should be working on to save their money now.
I don't know if it's fallen out of favor, but when I was a kid, you know, you usually had a little passbook savings account your parents opened with you, and, you know, here to use some of your allowance and put it in and watch it grow, and it actually grew faster back then because the interest rates were higher than they are today. But even then, it didn't seem like a lot. But it was a good way to learn that if you want something, you have to save for it.
Well, that's the school-age children. We'll get a chance to do that.
We also have specific presentations that are geared toward teens and young adults. We're going to talk about identity theft. That's a big issue these days.
They throw everything online, don't they?
They do.
And they're willing to give out any information, it seems, online, even if it's not appropriate, and it can come back and haunt you, bite you.
Absolutely. Social media is so prevalent nowadays than it was ever before, and information is so much easier to get. And so we want to make young adults understand that social media for them has been just a part of their life, but I don't know that they know all of the downfalls or the risks that can happen as a result of it. So we're going to talk about identity theft. We're going to talk about another major issue as teens turn into young adults, about building your credit. I don't know that a lot of teens know how to actually build their credit before they want to use their credit. So we're going to have someone talk about that, and we're going to talk about planning for your future. The future may seem far off in a distance, but once you're a teen, young adult, retirement comes before you know it. So individuals need to be ready for that.
They know it. That's the other thing. You know, if you want to retire at 55 or 60, you got to start early, because you just can't sock away half your salary at 40 and figure by 60, I got 20 years of salary saved up.
Absolutely.
It doesn't work that way.
Right. You have to start good habits at a young age, and those good habits have to follow you throughout your life.
And we have lots and lots of local professionals that are willing to give their time to teach the kids and the teens and help the adults. Sometimes teens learn these things from their parents, but it might be a little more helpful if they hear it from some other source. So these local professionals are willing to be there and do that.
And teens often get in trouble because they go to college, and sometimes parents will give them a credit card as an emergency thing, but they can get their own by the time they're that age, and that can really screw them up for quite a while, and they need to know the pitfalls of bankruptcy and not being able to pay your bills.
That's so true. It's easy to get in trouble and hard to get out of trouble.
Because all your friends will know you've got that card and you can spend some, and you're going to be their best buddy until it runs out.
That's right.
And then for the adults, you would think as an adult we should be somewhat literate, but we aren't, because, frankly, things change. For one thing, you know, what we're doing today in investing isn't what we were doing before. They come up with new programs and new things that work. For a lot of people now, it's retirement planning, because there isn't the pensions that used to be out there at many firms. And you have to start thinking of that and how much the company contributes, how much you have to, and where you're going to be in 25 years and 30 years, and to put it someplace where you're not going to use it for things you don't need.
That's right. I am guilty of that, actually. I remember when I first graduated college and got my first job, got married. Retirement seemed so far away. It was one of those things that I thought about doing but never really took an active role in doing. And, you know, retirement is in the distance, and I probably am not as prepared as I should be. So it's a good opportunity for everyone, and I wish personally that I would have had more information like this when I was younger to prepare for my future, which is now.
Well, the scratch to win retirement isn't really a good idea to
absolutely
bank on.
absolutely. I don't know if we mentioned the way our evening is going to work. I think I said that our event is from 5:30 to 7:30. We are going to have lots of presentations, educational activities for members of the entire family. We're going to have snacks. We'll have free childcare for individuals who have young kiddos who might not be able to participate in the activities. We'll have free childcare. We're going to have breakout sessions where presentations will be given. There'll be an opportunity for question and answer periods. And then there's going to be some time where individuals can talk to the representatives of our local financial institution on a one-on-one basis if they want. If they don't feel comfortable asking a question or explaining a situation among everybody else, they can do it maybe at a table or at their booth and talk about a concern or question they might have on a personal level.
And I understood there were going to be like information booths in the hallways and stuff as well. I mean, that doesn't really lend itself to personal questions, but at least there'll be information that as you go by that, oh, we may want to check that out.
Yep, all of our financial institutions will have their own booth, and they'll be able to provide information on the services that they offer and the information on follow-up information on what they present. But then we will also have informational tables that will have additional information that will talk about various things. We're going to focus on topics of a wide range. We're going to talk about credit, mortgages, identity theft, fraud, planning for your future, all those kinds of things. And we'll have information that will provide tips and help you get to where you might want to be in the future. We're going to have information that'll help you figure out how much you spend in a week. We'll have other literature that will help you understand how interest works and how much interest you'll pay if you only make a minimum payment versus how much interest you'll save if you make more than a minimum payment on a credit card. Just all kinds of information about credit cards, about improving your credit score, just all kinds of things. We'll even have information that parents can take to share with their kiddos, activities that they can do to help them learn the importance of money.
Well, it'll also help you avoid scams, because you see the things, you know, and they come on your email, and hopefully your spam is taking it out, but if you've gone bankrupt, we can correct that. You can correct that. It just takes time, and nobody else can do that for you. You just have to have the tools. All you need is another bill from these people.
Absolutely.
In that position.
Yep. And you'll not only have the tools, but you'll have individuals from our community who work with that every day, who are willing to be there and help you, help guide you where you need to go.
Well, and this, in fact, helps them, because the more literate people are, the less they're losing and the more they can invest. It's kind of a vicious cycle there.
It is.
We think it's very practical. The information that's presented should be useful for everybody, for all the ages. It does not have to be just young families. Anybody who wants to come will find something for them.
Okay. And do you go into budgeting a lot? I mean, there is a tendency today to just spend until you know the next check's coming.
Right. We are going to have information on budgeting. We're going to have some literature that will help you if you would like to start making a new money goal, that will walk you through the process, help you figure out what you spend, what you need to save, what you need for bills, and help you create a money goal. We have all kinds of information on that sort of thing.
Well, you hear these things in the news that such a large percentage of Americans are like $500 away from not being able to make a major expense if it crops up in their life. I mean, that can be kind of scary when you've got a family and kids get sick, and what do you do? Because, you know, you need to get that taken care of.
Absolutely. We never know when there's going to be an emergency of any sort, whether it be a fire or, you know, your car breaks down or your furnace breaks down, and you might have to come up with a large sum of money in a matter of days. We're going to try to guide you down the path to help you prepare for something like that, so you know what you can do. You can maybe have a little nest egg figure out where you need to go if you can get it.
How to save it, you know, the long-term stuff for your retirement, but have a short-term thing in case you need something and something pops up, or if, hey, we want a better down payment on a house, we got a little bit of a pile here that we can get those payments down and save through the course of the mortgage.
Absolutely. I put together also 10 ways to cut your debt. It'll be some information that people can pick up on how simple steps can help you cut your debt that will put you in a better a financial state as you cut that debt.
There should be tools available that people can just pick up and take home and work through themselves or get help.
And these are things they can pick up, and nobody has to judge them or anything where they're standing. You know, if you need this kind of help, just pick up a bunch of literature and use it to get yourself in a better spot.
Absolutely. Nobody should be embarrassed or uneasy about coming to this event. It's there to help anybody of any economic status or level, financial level. It's here being provided to give you the tools you need to make your situation better if you can.
And I would imagine this would be especially good if you're like a single parent and, you know, you've got other things like childcare you have to worry about. You know, sometimes grandma isn't available all the time and you need to have, and you're paying for that.
Yep.
And maybe there's a way that you deduct it or something. There's all kinds of things that you can think of that might help you in the end to make it work.
Absolutely.
The people will be there that know those things.
That's right. And we're looking to, you know, continue this as an annual event. If it's well enough received and we get enough interest, we would like to continue and offer something every year during Money Smart Week that we can and help individuals on. So,
well,
you know,
the first one will show you where the interest has been.
That's right.
And, you know, if this is what people are really fighting right now, we can go with that. And you have the other things, because maybe next year a new topic will be the hot topic to deal with.
Absolutely.
Is this stuff that they're just not able to teach in school anymore? Is it too complicated? Is it too time-consuming? They have other things they have to deal with in the schools?
I think it's...
You're with the ISD, so yeah, I assume you're kind of versed in, you know, there's certain core things that have to be done.
Right. Our schools are required to teach so many things that I think personal finances take a back seat sometimes. Their students might be exposed to it, but I don't think they get the time dedicated to what they need to really understand the importance of what they need to do for their future. And I think parents as well they might be trying really hard to improve their finances or doing the best they can or whatever they can to do the right thing for their family, but they might not necessarily verbalize it to their children. And I have to admit, I'm probably guilty of that myself. You know, you always have a mindful sense to do what you can to, you know, help to work on your finances, but to actually teach your kids about it takes time, and people don't always have that time to dedicate to that. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to educate everybody.
Is a lot of it about priorities? Because, you know, we have people today, I have to have the latest smartphone that whenever it comes out, and that's expensive because
yes.
They're usually the most expensive phones to begin with. You don't get much for years turning in because people don't want the old ones. And you know, I got to have the great big house at the beginning. All these are these unrealistic expectations? Do people need to learn that, you know?
I think you have to live within your means.
There's a process to make sure that you're not hurting yourself in the long run?
I think our expectations over the years have changed, and they've become...
Because you see your folks end up in a real nice house, but you don't see the three little ones they had before you were born and all the other things that
right.
that gained equity, a word they should learn.
Right, right.
And then they could buy a bigger house, and they pay that off or get close to, they buy another one because the value of it went up. And it's a process, not a starting point.
That's right. And I think you're absolutely right. I don't think young people today see that or have seen that or understand how the process really works. And you just can't start out with the biggest and best right off the get-go unless you're financially prepared to do that. And people get into a situation, can easily get into a situation and find it difficult to get out of that situation.
Becoming house poor.
Or
because you can't make the payments, you can't make the insurance, you can't keep the utilities going, but you have this beautiful house.
Right.
And you don't want to get rid of it because, oh, it would look bad if I downsized, but, you know, it's hurting you every month it goes on.
Right. Or credit cards. Rack up your credit cards where people
well,
have several
how
credit
they
cards.
Keep these things
that's
going
right.
until the end, and then there's another big pile to deal with.
That's
it's,
right.
It's a, it can be a kind
it's
of
a vicious
trap.
Cycle. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a vicious cycle. And once it's in a downward spiral, it's hard to turn it around and make it a...
It's usually painful.
Yes.
You have to make sacrifice and you have to, but it's the only way it works.
Yep. And that's what we're here to do, to provide that information.
If you avoid it in the first place, you don't have to deal with that.
You
can have a nice little house that you fixed up, and isn't this cute when we're just a couple? And then when we get kids, we can get a little bigger house with a few more bedrooms and a little play space.
Yep.
And maybe a fenced-in yard for the dog.
Yeah.
That type of stuff, you know.
Work in progress, I call it. Work in progress.
But to start at the beginning, where do you go from up?
Right. The only way to go from up is down, and that might not necessarily be a good thing. So,
okay. Is there any cost to this? Do people need to come in?
Nope. Our event is free. Again, it's at the Huron.
We're talking money, I
think. Yeah, no, it's absolutely free. I wanted to provide this free of charge. It's at the administrative offices building here on Thomas Road.
You take 53 out of Bad Axe West. You get to the Skill Center, and it's like the building past the Skill Center on Thomas Road. It says Administration Building, big letters on it. If you don't see that, get your glasses checked.
Yep. It'll be spelled out. We'll have a few signs. We do ask, seating is limited. So we're asking people to, if they want to ensure their spot, to give us a call so that they can reserve a spot. We'd hate to have to turn you away if you've already come. So please give us a call so we can... reserve your spot so that we can make sure we have enough material for everybody who is there. And, of course, make sure we have enough snacks. Snacks are a big thing at an event like this.
Well, it also lets you know how many adults and how many teens are coming. Maybe you can do one less room of teens and move that into the adult stage because that's where the demand is, or vice versa.
Right. It would be good to know.
Yep, and we're lucky our local financial institutions have graciously donated banks for our little kiddos. We want to make sure our kiddos... We have enough banks for the kiddos that are coming. We don't want anyone to feel left out. So we want everyone to leave feeling a little more educated, a little more excited, and a little more positive about their financial state and what their future has to hold.
Very good.
Thank you.
I hope you get a good turnout.
Yes.
What is the number to call if they want to reserve a spot?
If they would like to reserve a spot, I'd ask that they give my office a call. My direct line is 989-269-3493. Or if you would rather communicate via the internet, I will accept reservations via email as well. And my email would be yprill@huronisd.org. That's yprill, all lowercase, @huronisd.org.
Small letters. Send it off and let them know how many people are coming so they
yep.
can have enough snacks. Nobody wants to be at the end of the line and find out, I'm sorry, we're out.
Absolutely.
There is
the only
information.
Thing worse than that is being going to the bank and being last in line and saying, I'm sorry, we're out of money.
Yeah.
There's information on the library's website as well. If you didn't get those numbers, the Bad Axe Area District Library website has the information there.
And the library has been very helpful in trying to get this thing going.
Yes. Absolutely. It's been a great partnership between the Huron County Great Start Parent Coalition, the Bad Axe Area District Library, and then our local financial institutions. We have 8 financial institutions who are participating, who are going to be there presenting, answering questions. So it's a great opportunity for everyone to work together for one common goal of education.
And they will talk English.
They will talk English. Everybody,
you know how sometimes you get into jargon and money speak, and it's like
yeah.
But they will speak plain English. People will know what they're talking about, and if
absolutely
they have questions. There's this whole thing called raising your hand. We used to do that in school, and they, I'm sure, will take time to make sure you're still on board as they keep going forward.
Yep, and we have specifically asked our presenters to give a presentation and then allow for question and answer. So it'll be presentation, question and answer, with some one-on-one personal time if needed. Again, our event will be Wednesday, April 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Huron Intermediate School District. Please give us a call. We've got lots of information out there. Seats are filling up, so if you're interested, call as soon as you can to get your spot reserved.
And if your kids are too young for the young section, there is child care available.
Yep, absolutely, so free again.
They will be able to play while you learn how to keep them in food and diapers.
That's right. Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us here today. I hope you get a great turnout.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time. Have a great day, everyone.
Okay. Our guests today on the program have been Yvonne Prill from the Huron ISD and Gene Summers from the Bad Axe Area District Library. Again, the event is coming up on Wednesday, April the 26th, 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. It's at the Huron Area, the Huron Intermediate School District's administrative office. That's the one on Thomas Road. Go down 53, take Thomas Road north. It's about the first building on your right there. And they'll have different sessions. They'll have different areas for the different age groups. Just stop in, and I'm sure there'll be somebody there at the front door who will direct you to wherever you need to be with whoever you brought. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it here at WLEW.